This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:13. You're with Kelvin, Cam and Ayman on the evening edition. And we're talking about the economy now. Economist Shankar Nambiar recently gave his thoughts about the state of the economy post-GE14. It comes with the release of his new book called Economy on the Edge of Transformation.
Yeah, in the book, he poses many questions about our economy and many of them which he feels hasn't been answered in 20 years. For example, he asks, how do we become a technology-intensive economy? And how will we create made in Malaysia brands that have international appeal? And also, how do we create a highly skilled and creative workforce?
So we wanted to hear directly from the man himself. So we have Shankaran Nambiar on the line with us. He is the author of Economy on the Edge of Transformation and Senior Research Fellow at the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research. Nambiar, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, how much change do you think we've seen in the Malaysian economy since GE14?
I guess not a great deal of change. And I don't think the PH should be held responsible for it, at least not entirely. Because I think a lot of the effort has been taken up in firefighting. There have been a number of issues that they've had to handle quickly. And I think they've tried to do it. I guess in time, they look at the big picture and come out with the big ideas. Yes, there have been some very innovative ideas, very experimental kind of ideas, like crowdfunding for affordable housing and stuff like that. But I suppose it's too soon for the verdict to come out on PH.
You were quoted in an interview with Malaysia Kini saying that many of the issues we're facing at the moment are questions that were asked for 20 years now, which haven't been answered. Could you talk to us about some of these questions?
I think one of the big questions that then raised by Tun Mahathir a long time back was this question of transitioning to a developed economy. I think he was ahead of the curve then. He was talking about a knowledge-based economy, knowledge-based workforce. Somehow that has been forgotten. It didn't gain a lot of traction. And the multimedia super corridor probably, and that's an example, probably didn't take off in the way that he would have liked to have seen it take off. I think that's one example of the kind of questions that were raised. Improving the quality of labor, being technologically innovative. And I think that was the reason for the national car project back then. And of course, being a attaining developed country status. And I think the way he had envisaged it was beyond a certain income level. Yeah, so I think all these questions, all these big questions were raised quite a while back. Somehow, I don't know if it's political will or what, but somehow the momentum has not been maintained. And we're back asking the same kind of questions.
You know, sometimes when we talk about the economy, people say like, we need to be an economic tiger again. What does that actually mean to you?
I think it could take various forms. One of the forms in which I think it could emerge is to see a very vibrant economy, which is technologically sophisticated, which produces made in Malaysia goods, which have international appeal. And of course, an economy which has a robust growth rate. But I think the emphasis really would be on the standard of living as well as being able to produce high-quality products and services. And of course, goods which are technologically sophisticated and which also have high value-added content.
Are there any factors that are keeping us from attaining that vision at the moment?
I think some of these issues are long-term issues and the kind of inputs that need to go into attaining this vision of an economy that roars. I witnessed deindustrialization for a fairly long period from the 90s. We've been in the process of deindustrialization. Our services sector has grown, but I don't think we are into a services sector which produces services that are of high export quality. So I think these are some of the issues that would have to be addressed.
What are some of the global trends that may affect how well we can address these questions?
Yeah, I think we've, on the domestic front, of course, we've attained a certain level of maturity, and moving up the next couple of notches is going to be more demanding. But on the external side, this is a pretty challenging kind of environment. You have the U.S.-China trade war. You have problems in Europe. The entire global scenario has become very much more competitive. We don't have the privileged position in ASEAN that we used to have. There are new emerging powers. And having to negotiate all of this is going to be not as straightforward as it as the environment was 20 years ago, and then you also have the new technological challenges, the disruptive technologies, and all the rest of it. So it's going to be it's not a very favorable environment out there, but nevertheless, it's an environment that we have to manage. Negotiate.
You said that we might lose the head start that we used to have if we don't embark on transformation immediately. What would that mean for us?
Yes, I mean, if we don't undertake the right kind of reforms and we don't undertake them quickly, I think we'll lose whatever opportunity that we have. Here we're at a great juncture in time. We have the opportunity of leaping forward. Or we have the option of not doing a great deal and regressing. So we at this juncture of time that we should take full advantage of. And unless we that there is the right kind of seriousness, you have well thought out policies, there is a good chance that we lose this gift that is in our hands.
Now, you also pointed out that there seems to be a problem of scalability when it comes to transforming micro-businesses to SMEs and onto something much larger. Why is that the case?
You do find that there is a lot of entrepreneurship. You find that the myth of the lazy Malay native no longer holds. You just have to, as I mentioned in my book, you just have to stroll through a Pasar Malam and you'll find it filled with Bumiputra businessmen who work very hard, who are so very much engaged in this whole process of being entrepreneurs, moving from stall to stall. So obviously, you can't say that they don't have the entrepreneurial spirit, but my point is that not enough has been done in order to take advantage of this and to transform it into a scale that you would like to see happening. These micro businessmen, you'd like to see them becoming SME owners. You'd like them to graduate to owning MNCs and the like. But although you do have this sense of entrepreneurship, that there is this drive to work hard, that I think hasn't been adequately tapped.
So, in your opinion, do you see a clear vision in terms of where the Malaysian economy is heading?
I think quite a lot of effort has been taken to address immediate issues, but I think as far as the longer term is concerned, that I suspect doesn't have the kind of clarity that you'd like to see. And I hope that that emerges in the months to come, perhaps next year. One hopes that that more clarity will emerge.
Nambiar, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Shankara Nambiar, Senior Research Fellow at the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.